This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Continue inshallah tonight reciting a hadith from Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya, Imam al-Tirmidhi. And I'm going to recite three hadith inshallah quickly. Right after, so from now on after Isha there will be lectures. The IDA, the Imam Dawud Academy, will have lectures after Isha and the Masjid for most of the night. So every year it's the same issue. Whenever Isha gets early, we ask people inshallah after the Khatira to pray Sunnah swiftly and then do their witr or do their qiyam at home or socialize in the lobby so that the shuykh who are giving their lectures can give their lectures in the main hall, inshallah ta'ala. Some days there'll be even lectures in the extension, so you may not have that option. Some nights, I think tonight you have that option, but some nights you may not. Jazakumullah khair. All right. Qala bab ma ja'a fi sifati nawmi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the chapter that talks about how he slept, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith, I'm going to choose one hadith from this chapter. قال حدثنا محمد بن المثنى قال حدثنا عبد الرحمن بن مهدي قال حدثنا إسرائيل عن أبي إسحاق عن عبد الله بن يزيد عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كان إذا أخذ مضجعه وضع كفه اليمنى تحت خده الأيمن وقال ربي قني عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك. So the Prophet alayhi salam, when he slept, this is how Ibn Azib described this to us. He would lie on his right side and he put his right hand under his right cheek, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then before he slept, he would say, Rabbi, O my Lord, qini adhabak, protect me from your punishment, yawma taba'athu ibadak, on the day that you resurrect all of your servants. And there are multiple ahadith or multiple wordings of dhikr he would use, alayhi salatu wasalam, before he went to sleep. And he would sleep in different methods as well, alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes on his right side, sometimes on his back, sometimes on his left side. He would often advise not to sleep on the belly, even though there are some narrations that he may have done that in his life, alayhi salatu wasalam. In general, his sleep, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he did it, he saw himself as, he respected the action itself, and he respected what it meant. And he understood that when you're sleeping, part of your spirit goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and either he holds it or he sends it back. So he would say this, these adhkar or these ad'i or these invocations as a reminder to himself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge and in control, and you never know when you'll put your head down for sleep and not wake up in the morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you long lives with sahha and afiyah, which is why he said what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was aware of these possibilities. The second hadith that I'm going to narrate to you, I just want to make sure that I got the right one. No, which one is it? There's many of these. I'll just read it from where I wrote it down. All right. قال حدثنا أحمد بن منيع قال حدثنا هشيم قال حدثنا خالد الحذاء عن عبد الله بن شقيق قال سألت عائشة عن صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. This is the chapter of what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام's ibadah was like. So I asked Aisha, how was the ibadah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام? How were the acts of worship that he did? And this is asked by Abdullah ibn Shaqiq, one of the tabi'een who learned from his Sayyidah Aisha. فقالت صلى الله فقالت رضي الله عنها كان صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يصلي ليلا طويلا قائما وليلا طويلا قاعدا فإذا قرأ وهو قائم ركع وسجد وهو قائم وإذا قرأ وهو جالس ركع وسجد وهو جالس. She said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would pray a long night standing on his feet, and he would sometimes pray a long night sitting down. And if he prayed standing up, his ruku' and his rafa' and his sujood and his julus would all be in the form as if you're praying normally standing up. And if he prayed sitting down, then his ruku' and his julus and his sujood would all be in the frame of him sitting down, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he did both, sallallahu alayhi wasallam ajma'in, whatever allowed him to do as much ibadah as possible, rather than holding yourself to a standard that you can't hold yourself to, and then not doing the ibadah altogether. So that's the flexibility of his mentality, alayhi salatu wasalam. I mean, instead of saying, I either pray standing up or I don't pray at all, I pray standing up, and if I can't, then I'll pray sitting down, and if I can't, then I pray lying down. And this is a madkhal al-madakhil al-shaytan on someone. That's why people in Ramadan, they don't show up for salah. And because they're tired, well, you can sit, pray sitting down, but no, I won't do that. Why? You're better than Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would do this long night, he would pray, jalis alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're not better. Show up and pray as much as you can, and pray until you're tired, and then go home. And you should pray every night. And this is not only in Ramadan, but in every night of your life, there should be a small amount of qiyam for yourself. And if you can't do it standing up, do it sitting down. And that's how he thought and looked at these things, alayhi salatu wasalam. The final one that I'll narrate for you, قال حدثنا إسحاق بن موسى الأنصاري قال حدثنا معن قال حدثنا مالك عن ابن شهاب عن السائب بن يزيد عن المطلب ابن أبي وداعة السهمي عن حفصة زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يصلي في سبحته قاعدا ويقرأ بالسورة ويرتلها حتى تكون أطول من أطول منها. حفصة tells us about him alayhi salatu and his ibadah. Qalat, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would pray sometimes for subha, meaning early in the morning, before fajr, meaning just before the day begins, he would pray. And he would pray sitting down during that time, and he would recite the surah, وَيُرَتِّلُهَا. التَّرْتِيلُ, when you read it slowly, and you read it with a little bit of, when you kind of repeat what you're reading and you take your time. And she said, and she, this is what Hafsa says in describing, قالت حتى تكون أطول من أطول منها. Meaning, the surah that he's reciting now becomes longer than surahs that are longer than it, because he's taking so much time in reciting it. So sometimes you recite, you hear the shuyukh like Abdul Basit and Sheikh al-Minshawi and Sheikh al-Husari, these great reciters, they recite very slowly and they repeat. The Prophet would often do this in his salah. In his salah, he would recite and repeat, taking time, taking a surah that's really short, reciting it to the point where you feel like this surah is 10 times longer than surahs that are much longer than it, because he's taking his time and enjoying the recitation. So you do this. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because he prayed in different forms, in different manners, in different lengths, standing and sitting and reading slowly and reading quickly. He prayed in whatever way it meant something to him, alayhi salatu wasalam. He prayed in whatever method that allowed him to connect to that which he was reciting, because he was enjoying his time between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was enjoying his time reciting and listening to the Quran that he was reciting, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is what we want to learn from him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Not the technicals and the mechanics. Don't focus on the mechanics of exactly how many and when. Focus on the spirit of what he was doing, alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can take that spirit and benefit from it, or else it becomes meaningless to you. Because you can't always keep up the mechanics exactly how he kept them up. And we don't have evidence that he always kept them up perfectly in the same method every single night. We know that he loved to pray, and that he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he did it in whatever way allowed him to connect to that which he was reciting. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I hope that was a benefit to you. Subhanallah, bihamdik, shirun la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.